Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
Yeah.
never one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Another Friday, my brother. Another week, so God has brought us through and pushed us on through it too. You know, I just thank God for His Holy Spirit, brother. I thank He deserves our praise because victory was His. He vindicated us. He acquitted us of all our sins. And we thank Him. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Thank you, Pastor Maria.
Yes, sir. He is, definitely awesome. And anything, every praise that we can give Him, we should give Him while we have our health, while we have our strength. Oh, hallelujah. Every time we can render a praise to God, for He so richly blessed us what is our return to Him but praise. He made it possible, and He's still making it possible, because even along this Christian walk, when we try to live the best we can, He still have to give us strength to the adversary fiery darts, you know, because we're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness that are in high places, but we are yet mortal men trying to contend with the supernatural evil that we'll stand up against as we try to help build the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for His strength. Thank you, Jesus. When we've done all we can do, you know, when we lean, sometimes the lean post that we lean on, and sometimes things, situations, will seem like cause our sight to get a little dim at times. I'm glad, God, how He renews His strength. He renews that faith. He gives us faith when what we do it get a little weary sometimes, but God strengthens us. So we thank him for how He blessed us to recognize, oh Lord, that we see in the corner how our situations are, but God show us in the spiritual how blessed we are. even in our suffering, even what we call our tribulations. But God uses that. if I would try to explain it to it, you know, weight, you know, a lot of people understand weight lifting. and the only way for that person that's lifting the weight to get stronger is what? Put on more weight. Sometimes
work out with Reverend.
Yeah. I, you knew where I was going. Yes, sir. You knew where I was going. Yes, sir, because I was lifting weight with a good friend of mine, but I couldn't lift what he was lifting. He's up. I had to go to where I could handle it. So is how God blesses us, and that's why we shouldn't desire. We shouldn't desire what how God has blessed someone else, but bless getting connected with God, and you can see what your portion is. Hallelujah! And don't look after somebody else's cup because you may can't drink from it. Praise the Lord, but God know how what He has put. How we spoke yesterday, you know, it's dealt to every man, you know, what he can handle, what his measure of faith is, because if I'm looking at someone else, I don't know what God brought them through to get to where they are. So if I put my design of that, he'll even give you the desires of your heart, what you think you want. And then when you find that, man, I should have stayed where I was. Because God knows that's why we look unto Him that knows all, that knows our beginning and our end, that knows what vows that we should make and what vows we couldn't make. He knows what we're going to keep, and He knows where we're going to fall short. So that's why it's important that we look unto Him, that we trust in Him, that we depend on Him, look towards Him, because He knows, oh, I shouldn't go to someone to help me fix my car and be an electrician. or go to a carpenter to fix my plumbing problem. So I said, go to the author and the finisher of our faith who can help me and so perfectly deal with me and my situation, because He so perfectly designed it to fit who? To fit me. We thank God for the song, because my hallelujah surely belongs to Him, because He is the one that is deserving of this hallelujah. He is the one. Thank Him. We so thankful how he blessed us to even look into His holy word. He so designed it, that it worked for the forefathers in the midst of even as it was being written. It was working through the Holy Spirit. It was being penned through minor and major prophets. And then He so fixed it, so designed it for them in their situation. And it so perfectly fits us as we go through and we read and we study it, how He so conforms it to fit us even in our situations and our daily living and what it will take to be back with Him. Oh, hallelujah. Every situation, every frailty, every displeasing thing, everything that would be for our good, everything that would be for our evil, everything He so fitly. That's why it's needful that we look into. It's needful that we study, because this is the guide for our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to try to look at Romans a little bit, Ephesians a little bit. God bless us. Thank you, Lord. You know what? I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know this. He's going to do it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord, and thank you, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. We thank you for your goodness. We surely thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful, Father, that you allowed us to be here once again. Father God, you allowed us to be in your presence. You allowed us, oh, Father God, to sit down and reason in your word. You allowed us to express love to so many, Father God, to ourselves and even to your children, Father God. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, to look upon your holy writ and convey with one another, reason with one another. Oh, Father God, men don't realize that it's a privilege. But as we look into your holy word, you let us know that as we're looking into your word, you're looking into our hearts. You're looking back as though we're looking in a mirror. Oh, Father, you're looking back at us and you're telling us what we need to be better for you, what we need to, for the understanding, the speaking to spirits that will buffet us. And, oh, you're giving us the answer. You're carrying us through. So we say thank you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance how you're going to bless us this day. We thank you in advance, Father, how you're going to make a way. We're going to thank you in advance how you're going to clear up things for people, Father. We thank you in advance because we know that you are a sure thing. You are a sure way. The path you have made over and over again, you cleared the path. You moved the stumbling blocks. We said thank you. We love you, hallelujah. And our hallelujah surely belongs to you, Father God. All of the glory that you would let us experience, Father God, we realize you don't share your glory, but for your children, oh, you give us blessings and lifted us up. So as you lift us up, we will lift you up forever. Remember to give your name the praise. You know, for your name is due the praise, and we love you. It is in Jesus' name with thanksgiving we thank you. And we ask, Father God, that you would just have your way. Bless us and we'll be blessed. Teach us and we will be taught. Oh, and give us your understanding, what you want for us in our lives. In Jesus' name, we did pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. We thank God hearts were overflowing, you know. I just want to express God that let me know, and man, every time I feel the spirit, it even though I felt it for years, but it feels new every time, new grace, new mercies, new admirations, new love, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and it's new, and this word should never get old to us. This word of God, how is it that someone, hallelujah, can say it's old to them? How can someone, you know, it's needful. It's needful that you take a look, not only in the book, but take a look in the mirror. Hallelujah. How can it be old to you? I don't care if the same one say the same thing over and over. It should be something new to you. Hallelujah. Don't let the adversary trick you. See, you know, he will let you trick your parents to be telling you some for years, just telling you something. But you let the Lord quieten that voice. And see, don't you yearn and long to hear from that loved one that used to tell you the things over and over again. You let the Lord remove that loved one out of your life, and you come tell me about it then. Come talk to me about it then. You'll wish to hear it, even if it was just busted. You would wish to hear that person's voice in person just one more time. Hallelujah. So be careful. Be careful how we treat our brethren. Be careful how we love on one another. Be careful our adoration to God. Is the best we can do is lift up one another, esteem one another, love one another. Hallelujah. This is the case. You didn't know it's an introduction. Now I'm going to, it's an introduction. I want to get your minds. Hallelujah. Spiritually, I want to get your minds remove and set aside for God and what God accepts, what God wants, hallelujah, what he wants. See, when you look and really meditate on what God wants, you get yourself out of the way, and it's beneficial to you. But if you continue to lean to your own mind, if your own mind was with anything, it, without God, why it's stressed upon you. It's stressed upon you that you must be born again. It's stressed upon you, David tell us, and born in sin, shaping in iniquity, you know, that my mother can see me. Oh, hallelujah. This wretched individual, because of the test that was put upon us, so we must seek after God to get our way back to him, because this thing is different now than when the way it was designed. Hallelujah. If we take it way back to Genesis, hallelujah, God designed a perfect thing, man made it imperfect. God so designed it, that is needful. That's why we should meditate on the things, not of this world, but meditate on the things, hallelujah, of our eternal home. Don't get too comfortable down here, because time is still moving. It's still winding up. And you get lost in this word, meditate, that because you die here is not the end. It's not the end. Neither is it over, but it's the beginning for some and the ending for others. Which side you gonna be on? You need to wake up and wake up spiritually. Wake up and see the time so much, and you see so much news, so much dreadful things over and over and over again. That is the warning sign. That's the warning signs. Think about the warning signs. Thank you, Jesus. It's an encouraging lesson. I try to give encouraging things and also things that will help us stay humble, that we won't pat ourselves on the back. Hallelujah. But we will stay humble, because if you pat yourself on the back, God will allow things to be removed from you. He allows things to be removed from you. So, you think you can walk this walk without you? You think you woke your own self up this morning? Let me show you. Because if I take my breath away, you have to look unto me to breathe. If I, the things, you know, that you take for granted, let me remove them from you, so you can seek after the supplier of those things. Yes, hallelujah. Let me remove them things so you can see. Oh, hallelujah. You know, oxygen. You know, we cannot see oxygen. We cannot see it. But air. The air, the God's air that we breathe, it's right here before us. But God can remove things, so you have to even get oxygen, live on oxygen. Have you ever thought about that? It's plentiful in this earth. But God, the creator of the body, he can remove something that you have to go and get an instrument, insert it, and put up on your nose, that it may be put oxygen into the body that is so freely here, that through the nostrils, that our body are functioning correctly. The only thing we have to do is just inhale, and it's there. God, the maker. Oh, God, the builder. God, the provider. You know, we sing these songs, you know, in worship. My healer, you know, my promise keeper. When you sing adoration to God, when you praise him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace. Oh, and you know, you stay right there, and that will move something within your heart to want to be close to him. It will move things in your heart to set up the Holy Spirit to remain there and dwell with you and keep you and help you. This is our acceptable living sacrifice unto God that we need. These are familiar scriptures. I'll go through them for reading's sake, that God can help us, and it's going to even let us know, hallelujah, it's going to even let us know the need for that we don't lift up ourselves, the need for to be connected to him, the need for that he may draw others so they can find comfort in seeing the work that he has changed in you. Well, man, if he, I know what kind of rascal he was because we used to run together, but if he made an awesome change in him, oh, let me try. You know, when people lose weight, you know, and the others see it, oh man, you can't beat the people going, hey, what did you do? What did you do? Oh,
all right.
When
all
they
right.
look at them, when they see you, they see you in a while. Man, you looking good. What you been doing? You know, and so is your Christian walk. There's a brilliance. You know, there's a brilliance that shines from you when you're pleasing to God. Those that are spiritual, it attracts. It attracts those. You know, it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. but when you're proud, when you lift it up, it calls people to shun you, You know, they just don't want to be around because you take all the glory. You leave none for the Lord, you know, and make people not even want to look at you, not even want to be around you. So, but then when you're humble in His sight, when you can be loving, when people feel comfortable that they can come and vent to you, they can come and talk to you, they can come and look unto you because you're approachable, you're to God. So in that acceptance, He allows men to accept you as well. Hallelujah. Well, your humility will help draw someone. They stay humble and faithful. It's a spiritual gift as well. And God will respect, hallelujah, have respect unto that. Oh, hallelujah. Let me read a little bit here. As I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Romans 12:1, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, knowing that for we as have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Oh,
right.
Why would now if my brother is a mouthpiece, but God made me to be a hand?
Yes, Lord.
What do I need to be trying? Why should I try to be a mouthpiece when I know in my lane I got all the ability to be that hand? Hallelujah. But he made my brother a mouthpiece. Hallelujah. So what I should do, instead of trying to be that mouthpiece, I need to be working with that mouthpiece. So when the mouthpiece need a hand, oh, hallelujah, I'm there. And I'm able to do what I was made to do. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
But if God has made me an ear in the body, He's made me an ear. I don't need to be trying to be a hand or a mouth. I need to be that ear. I need to be listening while I'm listening. Mm. Listen as much as possible. Listen as much as possible. One thing about it, when I'm listening, I'm listening for God, and I'm listening for man as well. Hallelujah. I'm listening for the good, and I'm listening for the evil. The evil will help me.
All right.
Oh, help me not to be a busybody, but the evil will help me, will help guide me where I don't need to go. The evil will help me to discern when the adversary is trying to do something. The evil will help me. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God about it. But see, all things are working. This body is made that we will work together. Hallelujah. We work together with the ability that he's given each and every one. Some are the eyes. Hallelujah. Some are the eyes to watch. to watch, to see. Hallelujah. The eyes are made to look upon. Oh, hallelujah. To look upon the things. And all things work together. Oh, hallelujah. That mouth need to work with the eye. Hallelujah. So when the mouth is working and then the eye sees something, the eye can communicate through the brain to the mouth. Okay, hey, don't say this because certain ones are around. Hallelujah. They will not understand. Oh, hallelujah. But see, the eye can help see body language. The eye can help see spiritual language. The eye, and God bless some eyes to see supernatural things. Hallelujah. But sometimes you have supernatural spies around, hallelujah, that try to pretend and play like they are in with the family, but they are only there to help start corruption or divide things or to separate things. This is this so beautiful thing that God is trying to express to one another. We all need one another. The mind is also another member that working. The mind cannot take a break. The eyes can take a break. The mouth can take a break. The hand can take a break. The arm can take a break. But the mind and the heart has to be continually, day and night, continually. Oh, I'm going somewhere. If you help me, keep on praying. The mind, hallelujah, and the heart, they cannot afford to take a break. But the mind take a break. The body can't function as well. And if the heart says, you know what, I'm just ain't gonna beat no more. I'm just not gonna supply blood to the body any longer, because the mouth ain't doing what it's supposed to do. So I'm just gonna shut down the whole thing. The hand not working like it should work. The legs not taking responsibility. Neither is the feet moving where I need them to go. Oh, hallelujah! So the heart says, you know, I'm gonna shut this thing down. And see, these are only the outer parts. You have inner parts that has a play as well. Enter. Veins have a responsibility. Kidneys have a responsibility. In large intestine, small intestine, they have all a responsibility. Oh, hallelujah! Even the colon, which is not honorable to a lot, it even has a responsibility. But each and every member has a responsibility. So we being many members are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Hallelujah. But if we all do our part, what a immaculate thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. He has some inner things, hallelujah, in the body. They all must do their part. Then he has outer things in the body that they must do their part. Hallelujah. But if all work together for the good, then God will be glorified unto this supernatural body that he has made. We fit. But if we let pride get in the way, if we start thinking, though we did not create ourselves, but we're going to act like we the author. We forget that we are the creature instead of the creator. Hallelujah. But if we conform ourselves as though we be subjected, bring this body up under subjection. Only the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is able. Hallelujah. Is able, and with his help you can bring this body and make it act like what it should act. Hallelujah. Even if I am just a little member in the body. If I just do my part, hallelujah.
The feet,
the ankle, the legs, they help the body. Hallelujah.
And that's right.
They're a type of transmission for the body. But if they are miscontangled, if they are not fitted, though they move the body around, they may move the body into mischief. But oh, hallelujah. Instead of being a spreader of the gospel, you're the spreader of gossip. You're a busybody. You're running around. You're getting in things that you shouldn't be. Hallelujah. But if you're connected with God, if you're connected with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let's go help us fit this thing together. All of the saints are made up of one body in Christ, the head of the body. He's the chief. And he's the chief of this thing. We must get all in tune with him, having been gifts differing. Verse 6 will tell us, having been gifts differing according given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the prophet. Or is the love propitiation of faith? Portion of faith, praise the Lord. According to the thank you, Lord. Propulsion of faith.
All right.
We're having the gift according to the grace. Praise the Lord. Adversary trying to tangle me up, because that's all right. God still gonna get the glory. That is given to us. Prophecy. Let us prophesy according to the proportion,
thank you,
Lord, of faith, of ministries. Let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Hallelujah. I know this Paul speaking, I believe, here with the Romans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them know. Hallelujah. You see, pride, we realize pride is a sin, and it arms us against. Oh, hallelujah. We're armed against. It works against us. But if we can humble ourselves and know that it is we that have not made us, hallelujah. You know, one time I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was feeling pretty good about myself, you know, and the Lord, you know, he quickly spoke to me. He let me know you're only this way because I'm holding things back from you. You know, he let me know, and I quickly had to repent in my mind. You know, these are the things, you know, that I let run across my mind, but I quickly, you know, just see, he's the author of this body, but my mind, I started to be pride there for a moment, but he let me know, hallelujah, you're only this way, you only can do this because I'm the one that delivered you. I'm the one that has blessed you. I'm the one that has kept you. Oh, hallelujah. Because if I return, if I move my hand, listen, if I move my hand, those things that get you troubled with. If I just let you face them, oh, hallelujah, then men will return back that they have been delivered out of. But he is our keeper. He is our keeper. He is our deliverer. He is the one, oh, hallelujah, that holds back the rain when we need to, watch this, when we need to dry up a little bit. He is the one that calms the storm when it seems like the storm will overtake us. God is the one.
Yes,
you might say, well, man, I'm in the storm and it's just tough for me right now. But I tell you, if you hold on, I'm a living witness. If you hold on sometimes, I couldn't even see. It seemed like it was just so dark. But one thing God gave me, a little strength to just hold on. COVID-19, it wasn't my first battle, but it was one of many. But, oh, God still kept me. Oh, hallelujah. He still kept me. And sometimes we need to remember when we think it's so dark, when we think God is not there, just remember what he has done, what he has already done. And our God, he is faithful. He is faithful. He's
That's
a
right.
faithful deliverer. He's a faithful. Oh, hallelujah. He knows about tomorrow. He's already at tomorrow. But if he take you today, just know that it's for your good as long as you have made him your choice. Just as long as you have so fixed this thing, hallelujah. Say, Lord, I believe. But you know what, Lord, I need you to help my unbelief. It's all right to be transparent. It's all right to tell God, Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. And Lord, just help me. But I don't want to make a vow because my tomorrow might be worse than today. But Lord, just help me be what you know that I can be. Help me not to depend upon myself, but to depend upon you, Lord. We should wait on our ministries. Hallelujah. Wait on God has given you the gift to minister. And in due season, in due time, he will teach you. God will teach you, hallelujah, what you need to know. God will equip you with what you need to say, hallelujah. And he that exhorted, wait on that exhortation, and he that giveth, oh, hallelujah. Do it with simplicity. If you're ruling with diligently and showing mercy with cheerfulness, you know, why are you going to give grudgingly? You know, and then when you rule, you want to show no mercy in it. Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
God is still watching how you perform. You say you're a child of his, but if you're thinking about being a child of his, guess what? If you thought about it, guess what?
If
the thought has came into your mind, oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The door has been opened unto you. Hallelujah. Well, oh, and if you're showing mercy, be cheerful about it. You can, by your works, if we don't watch it, we'd be doing our works, but we're not doing the way we should do them. So wait on the Lord. That gift that he's put within you, he needs to teach you how to use it. Hallelujah. How to use it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He needs to teach us, hallelujah. That's why I said, Lord, teach us. We will be taught. You know, I may be the mouthpiece at this time, but I'm also the ear at this time. I'm also hoping and expecting God to do what he does at this time. So while I'm teaching, I'm yet being taught, and I'm yet having to pray and that Lord have his way, even if that's sharp to a sword, even if it swing out and cut you, guess what? It's going to swing back and cut me, cut between the bone and the marrow, that, oh, I have to hang my head and say, Lord, have mercy upon me, but I still have to keep on giving what he's giving. Hallelujah. And I see sometimes, even though I'm speaking, I find, and I see fault within myself, and I'm, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Cleaving to that which is good, and even if the enemy is within me, and I see the enemy, and I see where I need help, because as I preach to you, teach to you, He brings up a mirror before me that I can look in. And I said, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, you see, when you have the spirit of the Lord, you hate the things that he hates. Hallelujah. Even if the evil is within you, you despise that and you want it. You don't want no part of it. You want, Lord, remove that. You know, Lord, remove it. This is a good thing when you can be like that. Instead of making excuses for it and giving habitation to stay there. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God will let, God loves us so. He will not run over our will, but he will let us. If you want to be in bereavement, if you want to be sorrowful, if you want to just cry, God will give you that time. Cry, hallelujah. He won't invade that. But when you want a little strength, oh hallelujah. When you want some help, God is there. Hallelujah. God, I told you yesterday. For every I can't, God has I can. Hallelujah. And He will work it with the ability that He has already put within you. Within you. Verse 6 tells us according to proportion of faith. Hallelujah. He's given us grace, but also he's given to me a measure of faith. He's given to Rembrandt a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he knows, because he created each and every one of us, he knows the measure that we need, and he knows what he has given to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he knows unto every man. Hallelujah. God knows every man, because God is on the outside looking in, and he's also on the inside looking out. He's omnipresent. No way of escaping him. Hallelujah. So you can show a showmanship to us, but God knows the full matter. Boy, he created
all right.
You. Hallelujah. 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 Don't say, well, I'm too young or I'm too weak or I don't know. Lord, I just can't do it. He knows what he made. He knows what he made. He said, let love be without assimilation. All of that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. These are instructions here. Hallelujah. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Not slowful. When God lets you know to do something, get busy out there. Do it. Fervent in the spirit. Be in the spirit of the Lord. Fervent is fervent with heat, with oh, hallelujah. And the Lord rejoice. Serving the Lord. Be fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. It's needful that in prayer, and all the prayer is a conversation with God. Talk to him. Talk to him in your presence to him. Lord, I know I'm just clay, but just, Lord, I'm sitting me trying to figure out, you tell me, Lord. Shake me, make me, mold me, what you have me to be, Father God. I've ruined this thing. I messed up. I have confessed within myself, your way is better than what I thought my way. I thought I knew it, but Lord, I know you know it. Oh, hallelujah. I thought I knew it. Past tense. Present tense, but I know you know it. Hallelujah. You know what I thought I knew. Not slowful in business, fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord, rejoice in that hope rejoicing in the hope. Don't let circumstance, situation make you hopeless. But hope is that. I guarantee you, if you hope, you can't hope and sorrow at the same time. You can't hope. You can't. You can't be a blessing at the same time you're being a curse. But hope, rejoice in hope. Patient. Oh, watch this, in tribulation. You know, they want to get out of tribulation as quick as they can. But it says rejoice in hope, but be patient in tribulation. You know, I start praying this prayer, you know, when I see the Lord allow COVID to come and spread, Father God, I ask him to help us, Lord, get the message that you're trying to show. Hallelujah. Don't move us over. Let us learn. Let us learn. Let us learn. You know, when we're trying to be a parent to our children, we want them to learn what we're trying to teach them. We want them to understand the chastisement we put up on them. We want them to understand not we're just mad and we want to beat on them, but we want them to understand what we're trying to teach them, what we're trying to show them. Hallelujah! That's why we want them to talk to us. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Patient in the tribulation. Tribulation. Sometimes you have to show that more than just a 5-minute beating. But how about a while in tribulation? A while in. And let me take this from you until you learn a while in that continue. But in that, they have to continually do what? They have to continue to talk to you, talk back at you. Let me know if you understand. That's why we say push the one button. If you don't understand our concern, we want to help you learn what God has blessed us to learn. I'll help you with questions that you have, that we may all be better for it because, though we the mouthpiece at this time, you are the ear, you listening, and in your mind, well, they help explain this to me. Then as we listen to you, God can bless us that we give you what you so need, the purpose for your calling. Hallelujah. Continue. Yes, instant in prayer. Instant in prayer. Instant in prayer. Distributing the necessities of saints. Distributing the necessity of saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Hallelujah. You know, Christians, we have and we forget, but we have that it's a small member of the body. And I'm using it right now, but it can do so much damage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we have strength, and we have strength enough to fight people that are not in the house or people that are out of the house. But when the house itself, hallelujah, being started, one of the persecutors, one, wait a minute, you say you love me. but now you're speaking evil of me, or you're speaking against me, the inner part. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When is a body destroyed, even in this physical man, when the inner things, the inward things of the body starts to break down. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. The inner things of the body, bless them which persecute you. Bless and what? Curse not. When I use this same mouth to say I love you, but then I turn around and use the same mouth that I don't realize, that I don't understand, that we had a fairy tale that we used to say to keep the children from fighting, you know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But I bet you different words. if words was not powerful enough to cause actions, why would Proverbs tell us? Why would Proverbs tell us a soft answer. What a soft answer. Turn away, rap. If it didn't have any power, if words did not have power, why would God use the words? Hallelujah. God's word is so powerful. Hallelujah. His word is so powerful that it became flesh and that it dwelt among us. His word. Don't let nobody fool you. But that old tongue can cause corruption. Just as it caused blessings, it can cause cursings and even a curse, even unto you when you allow it to. And when you put your mouth upon your brethren, when you put your mouth upon the preacher, when you put your mouth upon those that are within their heart trying to, with the best ability to do what God gave them to do, what he gave them to do may not be as though he gave his brother, but with what he gave him, he's doing what he gave him. He's trying to stay in his lane. Hallelujah. And God will bless him accordingly if he did that which was given to him. And God will bless him even more so because he was a good steward of what was given unto him. And then God will bless him a little bit more. Hallelujah. Because he was good over that he gave unto him. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. You know, he God set a time for that evening. Please ask me. He let us know. The third chapter, I believe, it was a time. And then he went down the list. It's a time to mourn, a time to dance, all that. The time to embrace. And it's a time to refrain from embracing. Oh, it's a time to weep, time to cry. You know, it's a time set all that, you know. But share with him, Father. Solomon tells us that. You know, share with, you know, when someone is sorrowful, when someone is going through, when it seems like the weight of the world is on their shoulder, be there for them. Help lift them up. Oh, hallelujah. I know I know I can pray for myself, but it's a beautiful. I know I can preach and teach, but it's a beautiful thing when I can sit back and I can be that ear and I can listen. I can gain strength from the things that I hear. Hallelujah. I can gain encouragement. I can gain strength when God will bless you to be other parts of the body. If you let him do it, let him wait on it. wait on it so it can so conform that thing. Wait on it. Hallelujah. And in due time, when God's time, hallelujah, be of the mind one towards another mind. Not hot things, but condemned, since men of low esteem, be not wise in your own sense. Oh, Lord, thank you. Be of the same mind, one toward another mind, not hot things. You know, it takes a true friend to help us be governed, to help us. And you feel like that friend have the Holy Spirit, or why? He ain't gonna want nothing evil from. But when God's showing some things, listen, be open. We have the same mind towards one another. That God has blessed me and Reverend Brian so that we, you know, we live by this. Listen, that's why when evil try to come, we can both see it. Oh, and I feel the Holy Spirit right now. We can both see it because we're of the same mind. We can help one another. Hey, brother, watch this. Hey, brother, watch that. And God is ever glorified in it. Thank you, Jesus. Even throughout our family, don't tell me. What God will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be of the same mind, one towards another mind. Not hot things. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But to men of low esteem, be not wise in your own conceit. We convince not to know man evil. Oh, hallelujah. I see him. I'm reading these scriptures, but I'm looking at my life. You know, I'm reading these scriptures and I'm seeing what God has done through a friendship, through a relationship. Thank you, Jesus. We convince no man evil for evil. Provide things of honesty in the sight of all men. Hallelujah. And God, one thing about it, when you live for God, when you live for God, he'll let others see. And he'll keep things a secret, what you yet have need, but he'll show to the world a finished product. And he'll be able to, and one thing you can do, return it back unto him. Return it back unto him. You say, if it had not been for the Lord helping me, if it had not been for the Lord keeping me, and I'm thanking for his keeping me, I'm thanking for it. I know if it, I can't take no credit, but if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, see, this how you, this will help you not recompense evil. You know, you hear things, you know, your people thought, you thought they love you, then they talking about you, they saying hurtful things.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hallelujah. But provide things honest in the sight of all men. Oh, hallelujah. But, you know, even if they saying things that you told him, but you trusted in him. Oh, hallelujah. But God, but he don't want you to recompense because they evil. Hallelujah. He's showing you they evil, so don't trust them. He's showing you. Hallelujah. They not waiting on me to help them correct things in their life so they can be trusted. So watch out for that. You know, fool me once. Hallelujah. But don't. He don't want you to keep putting yourself in places that will harm you. Hallelujah. He don't want you to be putting yourself in situations that will harm you. He's showing you, okay? Now that he's showing me, let me be wise in this. Lord, help me. Help me when to get in there and help me to get out of there. I have a real good friend. He'll listen at you, but when he see that you not gonna let God help, or you just gonna be, he won't try to change the situation because he see when it ain't no change, so he just step out of it for a minute, you know. If you know the man, you know who I'm talking about, and then if you feel like you might be ready for a little bit, he'll listen and see if he can help. And if he see he can't help you, he's going back. These are the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. And his children that are trying to please him, they got the same quality. Hallelujah. They will lift themselves up that they can't meet you where you at. But if they see, you know, that you are going to receive them at that time, they'll give you time to yourself. And let me ease on out of that so I won't be pulled into it. Then I have to give an account. Oh, because my heart is going to be bothering me at this time. Hallelujah. So why he tells us to wait on these ministries. God, though you have the ability, God will let you know how to apply that he has given you. He'll create a time, a space. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and it will be easy. Your course will be easy. It'll be easy. He'll let those mouths close and those ears open, and people will receive what you have to say. Recommend no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lie in you, live peaceably with all men. Hallelujah. If it be possible, as much as lie, because he know what he made, as much as lie within you, be a peaceful with all men, seek after peace. Hallelujah. If it be, he's what he say in the verse beginning of 18, if it be possible, if it be possible. Some people only understand when you talk crazy, so they only understand that because the creature that they are. But when God starts to change them, you can talk to them a little differently. Hallelujah. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, O Lord, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about that. Dude, see that? Lord, I want you to stay in your place. Hallelujah. You know, but stay in your place so when the Lord starts moving, you won't be. And if you're out of place, guess what? When he starts moving, the things that are in place that he needs to remove, you may be caught up in that removing. So he said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. You don't have to worry about it. My wife taught me a beautiful thing. She, you know, everything don't require a reaction. You don't have to respond to everything, you know. You don't have to. You don't have to fight your battle. You don't have to. You know, just be still.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God let me be a beautiful. He let me meet a beautiful woman. Yeah, a beautiful woman. Look. I had one biological mother. One blood mother, but I had many mothers. Mm-hmm. When Brian mother, I just felt joy. You know, I just felt, man, I was.
and
the things she said, it dwelled within me. You know, she man, some things
yes,
she said, it just burned burned within my heart, and it helped me in my life. You just stand still. Oh, God.
Yes, you did.
Watch the salvation. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, you may dissolve things of another, but we have to go through things. We have to tough things. We have to endure. Hallelujah. We have to endure on a daily sometimes. But God has given us strength. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the salvation. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's not yours, but business is the Lord. ask Moses about it. The Red Sea. Oh, he went through it, and it seemed like he was going to a watery grave. But look what God did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just be still. Though it seemed like the enemy have the upper hand, just be still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that he is God. Oh, hallelujah. He never lost. He never lost. So why would we doubt? He never lost. He never did not come through. So why did that weaken? Oh, throw up my hands. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I know what you're going to do. You're going to pray. You're going to hope. Oh, hallelujah. You say you want to be hopeful. So he's going to give you something to hope for. Trials and tribulations, they will work. It works patiently. You want to create some patience in you. He told you, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be in that patience. We want to be patient in tribulation, but we want to get out of tribulation so much. But let God give you strength that he may teach you tribulation, and he'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. I'm speaking about what I've experienced, what I've read, and he allowed me to experience it. You just be hallelujah, in the midst. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. He'll let you be at peace, though you're still going through, but you're at peace. Oh, and it's well with your soul, because you know and you realize you've been acceptable unto God, acceptable, hallelujah, in this manner. With your actions, you've been acceptable, but in this vengeance, oh, hallelujah, in this vengeance, oh, hallelujah, wait on God, hallelujah. He said, I will repay the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy, listen, therefore, if thy enemy hunger, sometimes it's even in the church, if thy enemy hunger, what seed? If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. It said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. See, because when you start to be evil, hallelujah, you allow evil to overcome you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you can let good overcome the evil. Hallelujah. Evil is not stronger. Good is stronger. Hallelujah. Good went to Calvary. So death thought he had the victory. Hallelujah. But evil had to stand aside. Hallelujah. As good was laid down and put on a tree and was nailed to that tree. Oh, hallelujah. But when good was lifted up, evil had to take a step back.
All right.
Was lifted up. When we lift up good, evil have to move out of the way. When God so set aside time and space and created the thing that he wants you to wait on things so he can go before you and set it so the travel don't have to be as hard as it would have been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you just do the things that God wants, that God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. Do what God says. Let God, hallelujah, get the glory. Let God, so it'll be a blessing unto you rather than a curse unto you. Hallelujah. He let me know real quick I was only as good as I was because he was keeping me. He was keeping me. He was keeping me because, oh, hallelujah, he's given me the gift to be humble. But sometimes if evil get in the way, I don't want to be humble, but I have to catch myself. I have to catch myself and pray that God can keep me there. It's for a reason because he's using them to work out something. Hallelujah. It takes fire. It takes fire to burn up trash. It takes fire. Oh, hallelujah. Fire. It takes fire to destroy things. Hallelujah. Fervent. The fervent prayer of the righteous. It availeth much. That fervent prayer that when your conversations to God, you know that there is. You put your heart, your soul, everything that's had with him, talking to him about it, transparent, open, not trying to hide anything from him, but I'm open unto you. Lord, help me. I've done all that I can. And Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I need you. I need that fervent. When you're fervent in things, you're serious. You mean business. So be fervent in our service to the Lord. Don't be slowful in this business. Get up because you don't know what time it is. God knows that ending. You don't. But I tell you, he'll let you in on things if you walk with him. If you stay connected to him, he'll let you in on things. Hallelujah. If you're down, he'll let you know that you need to be up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Jesus, is our prayer. God loves you. Thank you for your prayers. The prayers, hallelujah, of the righteous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. At this time, when they hit the one button, and some have prayer, hallelujah. If some need prayer, some want to ask a question on things, hallelujah, now the time. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Amen, for your blessing. Broken, but beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Brother, he's been kind of quiet this morning, just absorbing the word of God. I want to tell real. Thank you again for another great morning service, another heavy word. I see Satan try to move. You know, when you're wrapped up, tied up, totally dedicated, tangled up in God's word, he can't win. Satan tried to tie him up this morning, sisters and brothers. Satan tried to take his train of thoughts away from him. But God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
but God. That's all, Brother D, you want to say. But God.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard my brother say that there's an old saying, and it's so true. Been heard all over the world. Our sticks and stones don't break bones. The names will never hurt. But that's not what the Bible said. He told you that in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
He went a little further, Reverend. The Bible went a little further. The Bible says the power of destruction lies within the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He went a little further with it. He let man know that it can hurt. But it can save you as well. If you take that same power and confess, it'll save you. I want to thank you, Reverend, this morning for another beautiful word. I truly been enjoying myself listening to you this morning. God is truly, I said you to be. Not only grow strong, but continue to pray my strength in the Lord as well. Pray for Brother D that he will continue to stay on. Been on a long time. Not tired yet. Been running with Jesus a long time. Truly not tired yet. I want to tell you I thank you. As always,
thank
you know
Lord.
I love you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we got another number on. We have a number 318-1808.
Good evening. I mean, good morning. Reverend
good morning.
Henry, thank you for that word on this morning. Minister Turner.
Praise the Lord.
It's been a while since I've been on and said something, but the last few times I've been on, I was just quiet and listening, taking in the word. My soul has been blessed on this morning. Thank you. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, my
thank
man
you,
of God.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
I like when you said when you met your wife, it was like a breath of fresh air. And she told you, she taught you something. You learned something.
Yeah.
Everything don't require a response, a reply. Sometimes we just got to be quiet and listen and be observant. Amen. Now, I've enjoyed the services rendered on this morning. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be able to be on and listen in on this morning. And God bless each of you men of God, my fellow yokemen of the gospel. I thank God for you for what you're doing. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay on the wall. We know that Nehemiah stayed on the wall. Had he to come down off the wall would have never got finished, but Nehemiah stayed on the wall. He didn't just leave next time when he went to Jerusalem. He waited and he fasted and prayed before he left and went to Jerusalem. But he asked for a letter. Asked King Artaxerxes for a letter for provisions so he wouldn't have no trouble. But he had trouble not only on the outside, but he had trouble on the inside as well. And sometimes it's not us. It's not no one else that's on the inside. Sometimes it's something that's on the inside of us.
Come on now.
Because we won't release or we won't let go.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God that he gave me the strength to know and to release what I can't handle myself and let him fix it. Allow him to fix it. I thank God. God bless you. God bless you. I keep y'all in my prayers and y'all keep on praying for me. God bless you. I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen. Thanks a lot. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God this morning for the food that he has fed me this morning. I want to thank you, Reverend Henry and Reverend Brian.
Thank you, Lord.
My heart and my spirit is overjoyed this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Joy that I have, I was sharing with Reverend Bryant the other day, that at this point in time, my mom is not able to walk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to actually pick her up and put her in the bed.
And
a lot of people would see that as a burden. But it is such a joy to my heart that I'm able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see the joy in her eyes and in her face, that in her mind, in her spirit, she felt like she did the right thing, because we're not just putting her somewhere and leaving her, you know, for somebody else to care for. And just to be able to kiss her on the forehead every night before I leave and say, I love you. And she said, well, I love you too, baby. But I did the same thing with my father, you know, and it's, and I'm just saying, it's a joy to be able to spend those last days with her. And and I like what you were saying about the children, how we give counsel. And what I realize is that when we're in the spiritual realm, we are all sisters and brothers. And a child is nothing more than a sister or a brother from the spiritual realm that has been allowed to come here for us to raise. Child is nothing more than a sister or a brother in the spiritual realm that has been allowed to come here for us to raise. That's why the scriptures say, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he get old, he won't depart. That's why we call each other sisters and brothers. Brother Randy, you know, ain't Martha, but Sister Martha, you know, my sister, my brother, because we were sisters and brothers in the other realm. And I just thank God for all his many blessings. I thank him for my life, my health, my strength.
Praise the Lord.
I thank him for making a way out of no way. I thank him for God's plan. I thank him for everybody that's being able to listen. And like you guys say, even though they don't say nothing, they listening. They being fed. And I guarantee you, they sharing it with somebody. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. To that young man, what you were just saying, that you pick your mother up every night and put her to bed and kiss her on her forehead, that brought tears to my eyes. Because you know, when you was a baby, she did the same thing to you. Lay you to bed and kiss you and tell you good night. Now you doing the same thing, taking care of your mother, because the love that she put was put in her through her parents, and through God first, through her parents, she put that same love back into you. Now you returning that same love right back to her. Mama, you took care of me.
Thank you,
Mama, you nourished me. Mama, you looked after me. Daddy, you looked after me. I'm going to look after you now, Daddy. Mama, I'm going to look after you now. I'm going to do what I can for you, Mama. God bless you, young man. God bless you. I'm going to tell you something else. Thank you for not putting your mother in a nursing home. Thank you for not doing that. I told my mama, I said, if you ever have to go, you ain't going. She said, huh? I said, you're not going. You got too many children and grandchildren. We're not going to put you. I told my daddy before he passed away, if you have to go, I'll move back home. I'll move you to Tennessee with me. But you're not going to the nursing home. But my daddy passed away back in September 16. But I thank God for the years that I had with my daddy. Wasn't in the same house. Growed up, but we still got along real good. That's better and more than some children, sons get along with their father in the same house every night. But young man, you don't have to worry about your mama being treated, mistreated in a nursing home. You don't have to worry about her being somebody dropping her on the floor, not giving her medication to her at a proper time. But I thank God for you, young man. God gonna bless you for what you're doing. Stay on that wall. Stay on the battlefield.
Yeah.
God bless you, young man. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are blessed with Martha sending us these beautiful spiritual nuggets. She sent broken but beautiful. Broken but beautiful. Jeremiah 18:1-6. The vessel is marred. So he made it again into another vessel. Oh, hallelujah. As it seemed good, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 18:4. I'm going to read that one more time. The vessel was marred. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Listen. So he made it again. Hallelujah. Into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make it. Oh, hallelujah. That's us Christians. That we were born, hallelujah. We were born in sin and shaping into iniquity, hallelujah. And God saw fit, hallelujah. That we may be born again, that he may make us over, that he may remake us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When melted by trial, we can be fully molded by the potter. Oh, that walks real good with the scripture in which we was blessed with this morning. That's why he wants us to be patient in tribulation. So, you know, let God take you through that. See, one thing about it, when clay gets hard, it has to be broken. Hallelujah. He can use trial and tribulations to humble us so that we can give our hearts to him, that he can shape us, make us and mold us what he would have. He can work with us. Through tribulation, it has its perfect work within us. He can work with us when we're humble, and what can humble us but trial. When melted by trial, we can be fully, hallelujah, molded by the potter. Thank you, Lord. Family privilege. I hear you, Amy. Family privilege. Oh, hallelujah. Family, listen, it's for the family here. Assurance of salvation is not in what you know, but who you know. I hear you. John the first, chapter 16-14, verse, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children. Of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing. Thank you, Lord. Family privileges. Then she also gave us reflecting God's love. Hallelujah. Our intimate moments spent with God can change us and direct others to his love. Thank you. Our intimate moments. Thank you. With God, intimate moments with God. Let God into the secret places, the places that you, hallelujah, that you trust to tell close friends. Let God in those places, hallelujah. Intimacy with God, hallelujah, can change us and direct others to his love. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Exodus 34. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hand, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. Exodus 34:29. When you've been in the presence, hallelujah, of God, with God, when you've been walking with God, I told you earlier, others will see it. Hallelujah. When you're doing the things that are pleasing in His sight, others will see it. Not only will it benefit you, but it will draw. Hallelujah. These are how we lift Christ up. We will draw. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Hallelujah. Don't worry about fighting your battles, but be still. Hallelujah. You know, if you fight everything, you ain't leaving nothing for God to do. And when we get our heads in things, we mess it up. We every time we mess it up. But if we wait on the Lord, God was so designed. He's a master designer. He was so designed that thing. And your course would be so free and easy. Hallelujah. So free to move and say the things God give you to say. And humble hearts will receive those things that you give. Love and allow people to love you back. Give that it may be given unto you. So it should be some joy, peace, and happiness somewhere. These are family privileges as well. Those that are in the body, hallelujah. Those have been raised right. Those have been taught right. When He put you in a house and you have godly parents and they will steal things within you, go forth and show the things that you learned at home, because surely charity begins at home. And then God, the love of God is shown. Now, you don't have to tell nobody. I'm blessed and highly favored. They'll see it. They'll see that you're blessed because of the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you have been, you know, when they train up. I heard someone say you train them child in the way to go, you know. He will remember those things that he has been trained, that he's been taught. So when he go out to the world, parents don't have to worry because they know he's been taught. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are to one another. God bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you, people. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Grab Henry. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna hang up.
Yes, sir.
The songwriter said, Jesus loves me. This I
mm-hmm.
know. For the Bible tells me so.
Yeah.
Little ones to him belong.
Below.
If they are weak.
When I am weak, he is strong.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I know too much. I know too much to hate. You know what? I know
mm-hmm.
too much to hate.
Mhm.
I know too much to
mm-hmm.
hate.
Mhm.
Yeah. I know too much
mm-hmm.
to hate.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He gave that to me.
Thank
he gave
you,
that
Lord.
To me. Say, Darryl, you know
Thank
too
you,
much
Lord.
To hate.
Mhm.
Now I understand why Pastor Brian would always say, "I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it."
Mhm.
We know too much to hate.
Mhm.
Doesn't matter who it is, because he loves everybody.
Yeah.
That's all mm-hmm. I have to say. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you.
There's Sister Marion on the line this morning.
I don't know.
I just wanted to hear her sing a song.
She not, I don't think she old, but I can get her for you, Rip. If you give me a moment, I'll get in here.
Okay.
No problem. I don't know. You, I don't know who the hell Marcy seen the best, me or someone else. sure I get it.
I've had some weary days. and some sleepless nights. And when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days,
yes,
they outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Why? What's so much
fun? So much fun.
He knows what's best for me more than I could ever see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. He's been so good to me. My God's been so good to me. More than this whole world could ever be. He's been so good to me. He's run my tears away. He turned my midnight into day.
My Lord.
Don't say, thank you, Lord. Oh, your Jesus. In the midnight hours, Reverend. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With my tears all wet, with my tongue all wet with tears. Thank you, Lord. When my friends walk away from me. Thank you, Lord. Don't care, I have nowhere else to turn. Thank you, Lord. When my body is all racked with pain. Thank you, Lord. And I Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. I won't complain. God is so good to me. My God been so good to me. More than this whole world and you can ever be. He's been so good to me. He's my tears away. He turned my midnight into day. And I just want to say, thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
thank you, Sister Mary, and God bless you.
Praise God.
May God continue to
welcome.
Anoint you, to anoint
thank
your voice. Keep singing praises
praise.
Unto God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's a blessing that when someone remember you. You know what I'm saying? That's just a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
My soul has been blessed on today.
Thank you, God.
Lord, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
And thank you, preacher, for getting Sister Marion on the line this morning. Thank you. God bless you.
Jesus.
Always. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
It's been good.
Praise God.
Beautiful words of the song when it has been good. More than this old world could ever be. Hallelujah. Then it turned into a testimony, said it drives my tears away, turn my midnight into day. So I just said, thank you, Lord. In the spite of what this world may bring, thank you, Lord. When so-called friends turn their back, they said, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Because God knows us, like he said in the lesson, what we all need to be conformed to him. Hallelujah. Each and every one, he knows how, just what it takes for each and every one. And if we would be wise, we'll just raise our hands and just tell him, thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace shown towards us. And we would count it all joy. Hallelujah. That midnight that you're in, if you can hold on, God will turn that midnight into day. If you hold on, if you hope, lean, and trust and depend on him, give him the praise. I just lost my job. I lost a loved one, but still give him the praise. I just, Lord, I'm weak, but give him the praise. Hallelujah. For every I can't, for God has a I can. Hallelujah. For every failure, God has a success. Hallelujah. For everything you think you miss, God has a fulfillment for that. Hallelujah. For every sickness, God has a healing. God has a healing for every sickness. Oh, for every bow down head, God has an uplifting. Hallelujah. Though I
Amen.
Am weak, but he is strong. And sometimes it's just good to talk about our God and what he has done. So it would put you in remembrance what he has done, he'll do again. If he was that bridge over troubled water for you before, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. if he helped you before, God will help you again. Hallelujah. This is a privilege of family and fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it's good to be in attendance with God. With old folks used to say, while the blood still yet one warm in your veins, it's getting late in the evening. He's on his way back. So give him all the glory that you can give him. Hallelujah. That he may help you walk. Give him all the glory that you can give him so he may help you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Love one another. Encourage one another. Uplift one another. Hallelujah. We have enough hate in this world already. It should be somebody somewhere to say I love you. It should be somebody somewhere to say I care. Hallelujah. It should be somebody somewhere to remember and say, oh, this person showed love, or this person blessed my heart. It should be somebody somewhere.
Hallelujah.
To let God love you. How does God love his children? He loves his children through
those that are called by his name. That's how he loved his children. That's how he gave correction. It's through his children. That's how he showed love. It's through his children. Those that are called by his name. Those that keep his precepts. Hallelujah. Those that just decided to make Jesus their choice. Those that are in the family. Hallelujah. To show God. Hallelujah. To show God to be an example. This is how we lift him up. This is how we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how we present ourselves. Mm-hmm. As a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. We thank God. We thank God. This is, he let us know. This is our reasonable
service. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think. The world, they're going to do their part. Mm-hmm. But Christians, will we do our part? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Will we love the way God wants us to love? Hallelujah. Will we help one another the way God wants us to do it? Will we do our part? Will we remind those that the wages of sin is death? Oh,
yes.
But the gift of God is eternal life. Would we say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son?
Come on, preacher.
Will we continue ye in, he told us, continue ye in my love. Hallelujah. Stop hating on one another, but love. The way Christ wants us to love, that we may all. They used to sing a song with all God's children. I get together.
In the name
what
of Jesus.
Time. What a time. Lift him up. Lift him when all. Oh, when
yes.
God has replaced sorrow with joy. when God has lifted us up all unto himself. Hallelujah. When we don't have to cry no more. Oh, we won't have to want no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. When we do what the Master taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us continue to love on one another. Ain't nothing wrong with loving on one another. Ain't nothing wrong with correcting one another. Ain't nothing wrong
Come
with it.
Now.
If it's a reasonable service, ain't nothing wrong with it. If you do it in love. God has given you a gift. Wait on that gift so God can create that you may move freely in the gift. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. What a spirit. Of the Lord is. There's freedom. He tells us if you're tired and you're thirsty. Oh, God. There's freedom. When we lift our eyes to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He'll make our way. Oh, he'll make our way a little easier. He'll make our day a little brighter. Yes, he will.
This is
whom we love. This is whom we serve. This is whom we adore. Because we realize can't nobody do me like Jesus. Like Jesus. Can't nobody love me the way he loved me. And the same love that he gives to each and every one of us. Give it to someone else. Sister Mary stopped what she was doing. And a request was made if she came and gave. That's what the Lord wants. When someone have need of you, give what he bless you with. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Obedience
you,
is
Jesus.
Better than sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just pray that God gets the glory. Hallelujah. And just pray. Oh, hallelujah. Any way we can show love, let us show it. Let us show it. Let us show it. Hallelujah. Any way we can give unto God that God would be pleased with our service, let us do it. Deny not God what is due to him and his name is due to praise this day. Hallelujah. Why wait? Those that have decided to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. Why wait? He's won. He's won and never lost the battle. So why don't you try? He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Oh, he's a promise keeper. We used to sing a song, he's a battle axe in a time of trouble. He's shelter from the storm.
Yes.
Come on in out of that weather that beat against you and come to the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to do it by yourself. We'll hold your hand. Hallelujah. Because of the love that we have within our heart. Hallelujah. That God may be pleased. That God may be glorified in the name of our name. In the name that went to Calvary in our sin, in the name that made it possible, hallelujah, blood on the mercy seat. God, blood on the mercy seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We don't thank him enough. We don't lift him up enough. We need to tell him,
thank you
for your goodness. Like, I know I'm in the tribulations, but it's working for the good. And all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. If you love the Lord, if you trust the Lord, and if you're in a situation, pray that God, get whatever message, whatever he's trying to teach you. Don't pray to get out of it. Oh, God, give me strength, Lord, while I'm in it. Teach me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Make the way clear for me, Lord, so I can understand what you're trying to get over to me. Hallelujah. And I know as well, I can say as well within my soul, within my soul. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't know tomorrow, but I know you hold tomorrow. Hallelujah. So if I just trust the way you move. If I just trust in I don't have to understand it. If I just trust in
I give it strength. Come on now.
I just trust in Lord, but I know you know. This is who we need to trust in. You don't need to know everything, but just trust him. Hallelujah. Accept what he would give. Accept what he allows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail you. He'll never leave you. Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's joy in the time of sorrow. We need to
Hallelujah.
This is whom we serve. This is whom we love. Hallelujah. We need to let them know. Let them know. They let us know their problems, their troubles. But let them know we got the answer. As we bless one another, as we uphold one another, this is what he want us to do. He want us to come together. It's too much division. Hallelujah. Too much division. We need to come together.
Yes.
Why it's our time.
Yes.
Oh, he said, vengeance is healed. He said, I will repay.
Yes.
Said the Lord. So let us. With all our being, lift him up, trust him, and love him, and he'll help us what we need to know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But harden not your heart. Harden not your heart when he speaks. Harden not your heart when he gives. It may not come through the vessel that you wanted to come through, but just trust him. Hallelujah. 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 Don't be slowful in business. Hallelujah. Because if God, if you don't allow God to use you, hallelujah. If you don't allow God to use you, you're going to miss your blessing, and he's going to use someone else. But God's word will go forth. Hallelujah. God's word will go forth. God's word, his truth will go forth. Hallelujah. And if you're not doing your job, you got to answer for that. And if you're not in your place where you should be, if not in your lane, if God has given to everyone what he wants them to do, do the will. Do his will. You can do his will so easy by just living for him. But just living for him and wait on what he has given you, and he'll create.
Come on now.
If he's given it to you, if he has given it to you in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And be and wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will. Those of them that wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the promise keeper, just wait on him. Hallelujah. Just be humble. God loves. It's something about humility.
My Lord, my Lord. Say
Jesus
it now.
Was obedient. He was obedient and he was humble even unto death. Hallelujah. Humble, humble, be humble. Be humble. Accept his corrections. Accept. Oh, hallelujah. Accept. Oh, for he knows. He knows. Hallelujah. He knows. And trust that he knows. Put away what we think we know, but open ourselves up unto God. Hallelujah. And he'll fill you up. He'll fill you up. Oh, hallelujah. And his promises are true, and they are sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just keep on. Keep on blessing God. Just love on God. That's all you have to do. You don't have to have a title to love on God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just make sure, oh, hallelujah, that you know him and he know you. And, oh, hallelujah. And I had a loved one to tell me. I said it before. I said it a little while ago. I said it again. Oh, she blessed me. She told me, oh, thanks to you. Hallelujah. And watch the salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the salvation of our God. Watch God do just what he said he'll do. Watch God make a way when it seems like it ain't no way. It seems like a wall that you're up against in
yes,
the name
he will.
Of Jesus.
Yes, he will.
But watch God move the wall. Just let love abide. Make sure we're letting love abide because God, even in test times, he shows love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even sometimes you go through a season, God have to sit you down. but let it be for the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord. And let him teach you. Hallelujah. Let him have his way with you. Hallelujah. Because He knows the tomorrow that you haven't even got there yet. He knows the next hour, the next minute. He knows. Oh, hallelujah. So just trust him. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you. Thank you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, not our way, but your way, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rev, can you hear me? Can y'all
yes,
hear me?
Yes, sir.
I hear you, my brother. I hear you.
Reverend God, and bless your heart to pour out your spirit all day and yesterday and today. We never wanted to fall on deaf ear.
Yeah.
You know, we send it for the ones maybe want to know the Lord. One may want to get closer to the Lord. Maybe want to change their mind or consider to walk with the Lord. The ministry is about kingdom building. It's about lifting one another up.
Yes.
The ministry is not a tit for tat ministry. It's about lifting God up and let God be glorified. The ministry is about making way and allowance for God's spirit to touch someone's heart. And I'm really believing in Brother D and Reverend and his brother that he down Calvary for one person, one race.
Yeah.
He's out for all.
He made a petition one day,
Brother D, and he called an invitation. And I'm telling you, I said something earlier. You don't know, Brother
D. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I said something earlier.
Yes,
he did. That God is, he's getting closer and closer and closer.
Closer.
You know,
closer.
And you hear Rev, Reverend,
yes, it is.
He's making that plea, you know. But we also want to know his pleas making. Man, this is about salvation. You got to work out your own salvation.
Yes, it
is.
We
want you to know that we can lead you to that. We can lead you all the way there. But you got to say, I believe. I believe God raised his son up out of the grave. I believe from my heart that God raised him out. Got to believe. You might not sound like the preacher, the deacon, the evangelist. You can have a heart like this, Lord. I don't know every scripture, but I want to come to you. This is what the ministry is about. It's about letting God's light shine so man can come on in. Because it is really, man. I mean, you know, I'm gonna say it like this. It is getting so close that we're playing at the edge of this thing, and some of us gonna get left out, man. We better get on in there. Talking about I'm not ready. We better get on there. Talking about I'm still want to play a little bit. We need to get in there. You hear Reverend over there? He didn't pull all the spirit out on everything he had. He just pulled it out. You know, pulling out.
Yes.
We believe in no show or nothing. We don't believe in nobody. Believe there's salvation. Ain't nobody else. I can say this for me and Reverend, and somebody else might find out to do this. None of us getting paid to come over here and do this. None of us ask for offering or nothing. We're doing it because we love him. And I'm going to get out the way when I say this here. If you don't know the Lord, important is to come to Jesus.
Yes, thank you. You need to know him.
If you backslide, come to me. Rededicate your life. If you got something in your heart, you heard the preacher say it a while ago. You heard the song sung by the sister. If it's something in you said you need the Lord, let it be a kind word to change your mind. Let it be a song that I won't complain. You know, and let it be what Reverend said, love has to spread abroad, because that's the main thing about it. The love hides a multitude of faults. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody on the phone. All you got to do is just come to Jesus as you are. Come to Jesus as you are. That's a ministry. You know, that's the ministry. We come to Jesus. Don't worry about what people going to think. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Don't stay on that. Don't stay on that fence. Come to Jesus. Come to somebody say, I'm right there, but I just don't see myself serving it right now. I got some things I still want to do. I'm going to tell you right
Lord
now.
Lord help.
It's going to be a time that you ain't going to make that choice no more.
Yes.
You're going to pick it out the hand. Amen.
Give you a
free choice. Now, did you just serve him or serve, watch this here. You can serve him or you can serve others. But I'm telling you right now, it's getting too late. See, we shut our church down again. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
This stuff's real out there, man. Take over.
Yeah.
Shut it down again. The church, man.
Time is at hand.
Turn the people on. Yeah. I told you the other day, how many times you didn't know that the church been shut down like it's been shut down now, man? Come on, man. Because the plague is out there. You know what I'm talking?
Yeah.
You know, people playing with it. It ain't this, it ain't that. People playing with it. But that thing is serious. Taking people out. And if there's nobody else on this line, know it would take somebody to take our brother. Brother Dexter.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Brother Dexter.
Yes, sir. This stuff is real, man. I'm not trying to take away from what you got going on, while ago. I just want to know
you got right.
Fellowship. That's what it is, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the whole service. No, we ain't got to go nowhere. I'm just saying we got to always stand it. We got to always stand to welcome. You know, come on in.
Amen.
Come on in.
Amen.
I truly have one different with my brother, Brother Eric. Brother Eric said we're not being paid for this, but I want to let Brother Eric know, and I'm sure he's going to agree with me. We are being paid. We're being paid for this.
Yeah.
Our payment is to do God's will.
Not on this side.
Yeah. And Greg would agree with me. We're being paid. We're being paid right now because we truly enjoy what we're doing. We truly enjoy what we're doing. Like Greg just told you, this is not for no shape, form, or fashion. No competition here. This is all done out of the love of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
Monty was busy when I called him.
Mm-hmm.
She got in a hurry to stop what she was doing. She said, I got to go in Faith Room for a minute because someone is requesting something. That's love of God. When someone actually do something in God's will, and you instantly stop. You know, it's the love of God that makes Reverend Eric say all the time, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. Oh, we being paid, my brother. We being paid. We being paid. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Yeah. And then, you Thank know, Reverend, God. I mean, Brother D and Sister and Brother D is correct. And he's correct all the way. And he know what I really mean when I say we ain't
yeah,
paid.
Yeah, he
means
it like that.
Not
yeah.
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There's some people would not do this without money. Not no 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Working up here in the morning, do what they do. It. Trust me. They want you there, man. That's a
Reverend Herod. Reverend Herod and preached so hard this week. If you didn't know any better, you'd think he was going to run a revival this week. He didn't know it.
Name
he didn't run the revival. He didn't preach so hard this
Name
week. He's truly preached hard this week.
Yeah,
it came to my mind yesterday. I said, if I didn't know it, but I swear, Real was in a revival. In a revival. Name of
Jesus.
But like my brother said, I've seen people that won't take the stage until they get their money. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
This one be in thing. You know, going to be, you know, there's a songwriter, right? They praise it when you give offering. You know what I'm talking about? They play it all the time. In the churches, somebody been in the church for a while might have heard. This ain't no ending thing, y'all. I just want you to hear this one here.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, they play that every time you do a little giving, right? But that song to me it do a little more than just to give it money. You know, if you give your time, if you give your heart,
Amen.
You can't be God.
Yeah.
You can't, no matter how you try, you can't be God. My brother pulled all he pulled a lot out. Still going on with it in the phrase right now. But he still didn't give enough.
Because
God got more up in store. He got more in store. You know? And I'm just going to leave you with this here. I'm a firm believer. If you don't know the Lord, if you don't know the Lord, the partner your soul. Get to know the man.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to, you're thinking Reverend Henry rejoicing right now. When do you see us? You think he's rejoicing right now? Yeah, you know that. People are telling him this and that. It ain't going to be nothing until he sees his face. When you see his face? When you see his face?
Jesus is Lord.
He might not say it now.
Yes, he is.
But not say it now. You're going to get a chance to say it.
There goes coming down.
Yes, sir. What that satirist said when he was looking at Jesus after all the elements of the world, the sky started turning dark, and the written of the church, and the man said, he must be the Son of God. We didn't kill the Messiah.
There's gonna come a time.
Soon the Messiah will come back again. He's coming back.
Soon.
He's coming back.
He said he was coming back, Reb, and he told us how he was coming back. Told man, look here. He didn't just leave us and left us alone. He left us with comforter. He told us he was coming back. He told us how he was coming back. Told us what he was going to bring with him when he come back. He told us what he was coming back at. Look what he said. He said, I leave you with comforter. That was the Holy Ghost, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm coming back after church. We got a spot on record, didn't it? He said, when I come back, I'm going to have my reward with me. He told us how he was coming back, what he was coming back at, and told us, in the name of Jesus. He's coming back. He told us what would happen. If we didn't serve him, he said the wages are sin. He said, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. And then he said, whatever is right, he said, I'll pay, didn't he? Then he said, wages of sin is there. If you want to serve the devil, go right ahead. Those are your wages. He said, but the gift of God. It's up to man whether we get him or not. But he told man.
He told man. He truly told man. My God is good. Him good. He told man how to do.
He told man what not to do.
Ooh, thank God for Jesus. Oh, that men would pray.
Thank God for Jesus.
Come on now. Yes, I lay my burden down.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. About this day, I'm
hallelujah.
He even told man when he put his burden down, didn't he? He told me,
Why would I say it's another month? Let me tell you why I said that. Every six
every sixth day of the month is a month that we've been on the service. Every sixth of month, that means we've done another month. Mm-hmm. So I know, if I can count right, that's about 20 months, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around that. How many months is that?
Beautiful.
Y'all help me out. Y'all help me out. It might be 16 or something. I'm trying to rush it a little bit, you know. But I'm trying to tell you something. God is, he's been blessing us come out like we do. So every time you see the six in the month and God allows us to get on again, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Because I was glad when he said, let's go to the house of the Lord. We believe that we are the temple of God. We believe. They said, how did the devil get it? Somebody brought him in.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring Jesus in?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But this is what we're going to do. If any things, anybody need a prayer request for something, I hear my brother Darren, I hear him, me and himself on the back line about a few things. If anybody got something else that they need prayer for, or they struggling, we here to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to pray.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do is hit that one button. We'll pray with you. We're here to pray.
Thank
you,
Lord.
I believe there's enough over here. But the Bible said, well, there are two or three touching the green in his name.
He will be in the green.
I believe he's already here. So are we going to do this? I'm going to give you something. This is how I think. Now, you don't have to believe me. I know that's, you probably hear me too much as it is. But let me say this right here. When we go with God with supplication and petition, today I just want to say thank you.
Yes,
can we just go out with thank
Hallelujah.
You? Can we just go out with thank you? Can we just go out with thank you? You got a prayer, but can we just say thank you, Lord? I want you to say thank you, Jesus. Not for me. Thank Jesus for yourself. Thank Jesus for whatever you want to do. I want you to say thank you, Jesus. And now I'm telling you, what you're doing, you're kissing the Lord. You're kissing the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
you're giving him a kiss.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to say this. Derek, you don't have to be
Hallelujah.
Whoever want a blessing, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. When I say 1, 2, 3, from the bottom of your heart, I want you to say thank you.
Yo, God, thank you.
And I believe you'll cover everything you got in your heart.
Oh, God.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Just for a little help, it was 10 people had leprosy one day. They were following Jesus from unclean. We unclean.
Oh.
But can you help us, though? And Jesus...
Mm-hmm.
healed him, but at the time he healed him, he told him to go show yourself to the priest. And then as they were walking with one of them, and he was a Samaritan. He stopped and looked at the skin. Wasn't green stuff coming out no more. Red wasn't coming out. And he ran back. You know what he did? He fell to the feet of Jesus and put his face to his face and was thanking him. Was thanking him.
God,
so let's thank him. Thank Jesus. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a prayer no more. You know what he said? I thank you.
Yes,
so I'm going to say this again.
You.
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. Let's get it. Whoever wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit the one button.
Thank
you. You do it outside the one. But we're going to say 1,
God, thank you.
2, 3. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I need a little help. Y'all didn't help me out. I'm going to do it one more time.
Hey.
And I'm going to see if everybody get on time. Can I do it one more time? You know I'm going to do it three times. Right? That's right there.
In the name of God.
Jesus. Watch this here. This one here going to be for Jesus.
One for
one,
the Father.
Two, three. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now watch this here. Watch this here. This one here for the Holy Ghost. This one for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Three. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I say this, if we'll start giving God more thank you, quit thinking all these things He already said, He said, seek me.
Yeah.
Wow, here.
Do that first.
Call upon
him.
Oh, God.
So he's near.
Hey, Robert. He let him know you want me to do all these things, but you ain't come to me right.
Come on. Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Why are you calling? I've already heard. Why are you
come
speaking?
On,
I've already helped.
Come on,
I've
man.
I've already helped. All you got to do is
come on, man.
I've already helped.
There you go.
If those that don't believe the answer, back to 66,
there
you want to find the answer in there. I promise it's in there. Seek me first.
So I'm going to say here. Y'all going to get mad at me now. But one thing about it, I'm going to say this. You're going to get real mad at me now. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. Keep on loving my brother.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Just tell it to me.
Woke up this morning. Said
on,
I was feeling fine. Had my healthy strength closed in my right mind. Didn't have to worry. Didn't have to be afraid. He been so good to me. That's why I wanna say,
Lord,
I'm standing here.
Yes,
you've been so good and you've been so kind.
Yes.
You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Yes.
Father, we say thank you right now in the precious name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Had it not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
To God, thank you for Mama or Grandmama praying for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
yes.
for Daddy or Granddaddy praying for us.
Yes.
Somebody prayed for me, Heavenly Father, and I tell you thank you.
Mama.
Somebody fed me, Heavenly Father, and I tell them thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be a blessing to someone else. Oh, Lord God, thank you for blessing someone to be a blessing to us as well, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord,
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, oh, Lord God, we ask you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. That
yes,
whatever
Lord.
We may be going through, dear God, that you bring us to it and bring us through it.
Yes.
We know that you can and we know that you will. You
yes.
did it for the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they was put in the fiery furnace. You did it for Daniel and the lion's den. Heavenly Father, dear God, we pray for all bereaved families.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We lift
yes,
them all
Lord.
Up in prayer to you, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Somebody needs you on the operating table right now. Somebody needs you, Heavenly Father, on a sick bed.
Yeah, Lord.
Heavenly Father, yeah. I pray for that man that's in a man's body thinking he's trapped in a woman's body.
Oh,
yes. For that woman, Heavenly Father, that's in a woman's body and feel that she's walking and trapped in a man's body, Heavenly Father. I pray for him, dear God. I don't criticize him, dear God, but I lift him up in prayer to you.
Deliver.
That you deliver them, Heavenly Father. Somebody's addicted to pornography. Somebody's addicted to anything that is ungodly out of you.
Yes.
Dear God, we ask for deliverance. We ask for discernment, Heavenly Father, to know the enemy in our homes. To know the enemy on our jobs, Heavenly Father, in our workplace.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
In our churches as well, Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we ask you for discernment, Heavenly Father, to
yes,
know.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you touch and deliver him or her, whoever he or she may be.
Yes,
I pray for my wife right now, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Touch
yeah,
her,
Lord.
Dear God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet.
Touch her, Lord.
So
yes.
I thank you for the closeness that you have given us over these past couple, two or three years. I thank you for her love and support. Heavenly Father,
Lord.
Most of all, we thank you for Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Who died on the cross for us, Heavenly Father, while we were yet sinners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we say thank you right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless us, Heavenly Father, us men and women, us men to pray for our wives and our wives to pray for their husbands, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We thank you for traveling grace and arriving mercy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, I pray, dear God, that we wear our face mask.
Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I pray, dear God, that we use our hand sanitizers and keep ourselves clean and healthy, Heavenly Father. Not just for ourselves, our family, but for our other fellow Americans that are walking around in the vicinity of us, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
And dear God, we give you the praise.
Yes.
We give you our highest praise. Hallelujah, praise.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
You've been mighty good to us, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
and we tell you thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been mighty good to us.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for my church family.
Yeah, Lord. Bless them.
Dear God, I praise you, God, as you continue to bless us, dear God, to look for in the search of a pastor, Heavenly Father. We know that you already have him or ordained and designated for Walnut Grove.
God,
not only Walnut Grove, but other churches that is vacant of a pastor that is absent.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, I pray for Stonewall MBC. Murder Grove MBC, Magnolia MBC, New Hope MBC, Heavenly Father, every church around the world that is vacant of a pastor.
Oh, my God.
And, dear God, I thank you right now. We all thank you that's on this line on this morning, Heavenly Father. We give you our highest praise once again.
Wow.
Yes,
I pray for Minister Victoria Morris, Heavenly Father, as she's continuing to heal her body from her sinuses that she's acting up on her, Heavenly Father. Touch her from the crown
that's
of her
Lord.
Head to the sole of her feet.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus,
I do pray.
Yes,
we thank you for the rain. We thank you for the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
We just say thank you right now for your many blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son.
Yes.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beautiful job.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, brother. Thank you.
Beautiful job. God. You know what? The brother was praying. You know, normally we hang up, right? The brother was praying like he prayed. But I really believe what he was praying and asking God for, it was God granted it. I really believed it because he was saying something spiritual. And he was saying something spiritual. And God wanted to be other. He wanted us to hear it. But he was praying to God, though. And
yes,
we were trying to agree with him. And I really believe what he said, the healing, the vacancy, the deliverance, it's a done deal. We believe what the scripture said, Brother Pete, well, there are two.
If we believe.
Cut the degree.
Thank you, Jesus. Cut
the degree. And it's saying
it.
I feel power in that, brother. You prayed, and we prayed with you. But let me tell you something. You said something that God, and you got his attention, brother.
Yes, sir.
That healing,
yes, sir.
The top of the head to the bottom of the feet. That wasn't just no word. That was God moving. That was God massaging the head, massaging the heart. That was God moving. We really don't do this, but I want to tell you something. God heard you. So I didn't hear anything to you. Normally when you pull your spirit out, you're like, you're in Rev there today, you pull your spirit out in that prayer, right? And Rev pulled his spirit out in doing his deliverance of the word.
We want God
to cover us. We want God to cover everyone who's trying to uphold the blood stain of banner. We want God to cover us. Not tomorrow, today. If tomorrow got his own prayer. We're talking about today. If it's in files, cover us, Lord. Cover us.
Yeah.
Because you don't pray like that and teach and preach like that and the adversary ain't going to sit there on the sideline. He's coming.
So
we're going to pray for God to get you strength.
We're
going to ask God to get you strength. And we thank you for your service. Brother D, we thank you for your name coming out. Again, thank you. I'm in a thank you mode. I'm sorry, y'all. We thank you for all the ones that stayed in the benediction. We
thank
you for
the ones
that endured everything to come through like we did. If we truly believe, somebody's going to testify, I was glad when I was there Friday after all that I got to the benediction. And God gave
thank
me a breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus. Go in love, go in peace, and we need to do this more often. Open it up, man.
Different voices. Open up different voices. But the main voice is Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
The main voice is Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And you could tell with Jesus, but the Bible said the whole church was on one accord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
The word was on one accord.
Don't mess around and believe. Don't mess around and don't believe I mean, just don't mess around and everybody believe. So what's going to happen?
It's going to get long.
Come
man,
down
man,
like
it
the word say that.
It came down. So be encouraged. Maybe it's like, even why God doing us right now like this. It might be somebody right now still struggling with what we just got through doing. But let me tell you something. Be encouraged.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, fellas, and brothers, I'm telling you right now, I feel pretty good about today.
Thank you.
thank you, Lord. Thank you. You got to tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so good to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good to
thank
us.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a benediction. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Just keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Just keep
Lord.
On blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
just
you,
keep
Jesus.
On blessing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Here we go, fella.
Yes. Yes,
Lord Jesus.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Come on.
appointment.